here's a story from The World.
When the G7 leaders gathered in Cornwall at Carbis Bay, look up the coast, they can actually see themselves. If they were to stroll down the beach a ways, they'd realize that what they're seeing are not terribly flattering likenesses. Mount Recyclemore. Yes, it is a riff on Mount Rushmore. It's a massive art installation positioned on a clifftop. It features the leaders of the G7 made entirely out of e-waste. Old computers, circuit boards, discarded cell phones, TV screens, even electronic piano keyboards. Each leader's face is about 4 by 10 feet large. It's all to remind them that e-waste is a massive global problem. According to the UN, more than 53 million tons of e-waste was generated worldwide in 2019. The stuff goes into landfills and releases toxins into the soil and water. Different artists worked on the 7 faces of the world leaders. Some of the artists apparently were eager to be the one to craft Joe Biden's nose or Boris Johnson's hair. But as the lead artist, Joe Rush, explained to Bloomberg News, the point was not to mock some of the most powerful people in the world, it's to get them to do something about a serious global problem.
We have to deal with it. As a human race, we have to deal with it, not as nations, where one nation is pushing it off to another nation to get rid of, you know, and polluting all their land with it. This is why it's the G7 leaders, this is why it's here, is to get them all talking to each other and just say, let's sort this out as a human race.
No word on whether the installation has sparked that high-level conversation yet. Mount Recyclemore will be up for a few days longer. On Sunday, it'll be dismantled and moved to Manchester in northern England, where the public will be able to view it. Aside from the message, organizers of Mount Recyclemore have partnered with the global waste management charity, WasteAid. For the rest of June, they're giving WasteAid about $1.50 for every piece of consumer tech that customers donate.